Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. This is the reading of God's Word. On that day, when evening came, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? How is it that you have no faith?" They became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time. Let us hear your word. Grant us an ear that will hear your word. For your word is our only hope. Our only hope to be like you. It is by your word that you will sanctify us. Oh Father, there are many temptations, many distractions, and we are very tired. But Father, pour out your grace upon us that we may hear your word. And as we hear your word, let us do what it says and believe, so that we may bring glory to you. Make us more and more like your Son. We thank you and receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're looking through the book of Mark whenever we have the Lord's Supper. And we saw from the very beginning of the book of Mark that our God has come. Jesus Christ, the King of Heaven, has come and he inaugurates the kingdom of heaven. He proclaims the gospel of the kingdom of heaven and witnesses the reality of that kingdom. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ alone, accomplishes all. Verse 35 in our passage, on that day when evening came, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side." Jesus tells his disciples to cross the Sea of Galilee. And verse 36b, "And other boats were with him." So Jesus and his disciples and others, they all cross the Sea of Galilee. Now the sun has gone down and it is evening. As they cross the sea, there arises a fierce gale of wind and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up with water. If the situation continues, then the boat will sink. Verse 39b says, the disciples were saying to Jesus, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" According to this verse, the situation is so bad that the disciples are actually actually fearing for their lives. They are terrified and worried. Now, where is our Lord Jesus Christ? And what is he doing? Verse 38a says, Jesus himself was in the stern, meaning the rear part of a boat, asleep on the cushion. Jesus and his disciples, their reactions to this situation are so different. One is sleeping, and all the others, they're very much terrified and worried. And Jesus says to his disciples, verse 40, why are you afraid? How is it that you have no faith? Whatever the disciples were doing, it is not according to faith. And we see Jesus, he gets up and rebukes the wind and said to the sea, hush, be still. And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm. Disciples, they said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Who then is Jesus to you? And what did he come to accomplish? The answer to that question is in our passage. A fierce storm arises. Because of sin, not only the sinners, but the whole creation is under the curse of God. All the diseases and death are the results of sin. Flood, earthquake, and fierce storms are the results of sin. Before sin came into the world, there was a perfect order and harmony. But all that have been broken because of sin. The salvation, the new creation, is then accomplishing this perfect order and harmony that will never break. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10b says it like this, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. The first creation of Genesis 1 showed this to us. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, we see the earth before the creation. And the earth was described this way. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. The words formless, void, and darkness, they describe a state of chaos. Now the creation is then bringing an order and harmony to this chaos. God is conquering the chaos and bringing an order. And these words, formless, void, and darkness, they were also used in Jeremiah 4 to describe the sinful state of fallen man. Then the new creation is also bringing an order and harmony to this chaos. We see the earth formless, void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And God, with the command, let there be light, he starts the creation and he divides and conquers the chaotic water, chaotic sea, and brings order and harmony. And that's what you see at the end of chapter 1 of Genesis. Garden of Eden. Perfect order. Perfect harmony. In the Bible, the sea is many times a symbol of the realm of Satan, the realm of death. The creation then is conquering this realm of Satan. The new creation is then conquering this realm of Satan and bringing an order to that realm. To a spiritual state of formlessness and void and darkness, Jesus comes as the light and conquers that chaos. He conquers the realm of Satan and death. Thus, when we see the completed heaven in Revelation 21, when we see the new heaven and new earth, we read, "And there is no longer any sea." Now that reality is seen in our passage today. You have to remember that as we look at our passage. Jesus rebukes the wind. He rebukes it. And if we read the book of Mark from the very beginning, we see Jesus rebuking before this passage. And we see that in chapter 1, when he was casting out a demon in the synagogue. Chapter 1, verse 25, "And Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be quiet and come out of him.'" Jesus says to the demon, "Be quiet." The same word in our passage when he says to the sea, "Hush." In Greek, they are the same word. So Jesus rebukes a demon and says to him, "Hush." Jesus rebukes the wind, says to the sea, "Hush." You need to understand this comparison. Our Lord Jesus Christ brings the perfect order not only to simple men who is in chaotic state, but he also brings the perfect order to the chaotic creation, which is also under God's curse because of sin. And you learn from what is happening in the other. Jesus conquers the power of sin that takes his people to death and brings the perfect order of eternal life. Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? To whom do the wind and sea obey? Psalm 89 verse 9 and verse 11, "You, God, you rule the swelling of the sea, and when its waves arise, you still them. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world and all it contains, you have founded them. To whom do the wind and the sea obey? God, the creator of all things." You see this. Jesus Christ is God, the creator of all things. And this God came to us. He came to perfectly accomplish the new creation. He came to inaugurate his kingdom. And if we read the rest of the book of Mark, he accomplishes it through his life of suffering, his death, and his resurrection. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ perfectly accomplishes it all. Even in our passage, we see this. The fierce wind and sea of verse 37 becomes, the wind died down and it became perfectly calm of verse 39. Do you see the difference? Before Jesus works, you see the fierce storm. But after, it become perfectly calm. Do you see? From chaos to the perfect order. Do you see? From sinful state of this world to the perfect order of heaven. This is what Christ came to do. This actually happened to you. This is your story. Because you were in chaotic state. But look at what Jesus has accomplished. He brought the order of heaven into our lives. Verse 40. Why are you afraid? He says. How is it that you have no faith? He says. From the disciples, we see ourselves, don't we? Many times in the Bible, the believers, their lives of sufferings and persecutions are compared to the fierce storms, the fierce waves of the sea. So we have the picture in the Bible, your life, my life as a Christian, is crossing the sea, raging sea, going to the other side. The church is living in the sea of fierce waves of this world. Big waves come to us in all directions. Yes, brothers and sisters, we face many difficult times, many sufferings. And yes, we are afraid. Just like the disciples, we are afraid and we are worried. And yes, we might even face a situation in which we might fear for our lives. We do not know what will happen tomorrow. Yes, life is hard. Bible clearly shows to us life is hard. And honestly, we do not have the ability nor the courage to carry through. Yes, we're just like the disciples, afraid and worried. Verse 38b, they say, this disciple say to Jesus, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? According to Jesus, this is not coming out of faith. Teacher, do you not care if we die? And here we are reminded of the Old Testament Israel. They constantly live with complaints and grumble. They tested God saying, is God among us or not? Is God with us or not? Does God really love us or not? If God is living and if He loves us, then why are these things happen to us? Why are there this fierce wind and fierce sea? Just like these disciples, in the middle of a fierce storm, we too ask these kind of questions. We too think this way often, don't we? God, don't you care if we die? Don't you care? And Jesus, our Lord, says to us, says to disciples and to us, who are like disciples, He asks this same question, why are you afraid? Why do you think that way? How is it that you have no faith? No, here, I don't believe Jesus is saying this because He is angry. But He wants you to realize something. Do you see it in our passage? Do you see the picture? Jesus says to these disciples, why are you afraid? What do these disciples need to remember? They need to remember that Jesus is with them in the same boat. They need to realize that Jesus is with them. Why are they afraid? God is with them in the same boat. They just don't get it. And I hope you get it. I pray you get it. Because God is trying to help you get it. He wrote this passage so that you could get it. God is with us in the same boat. Why are we afraid? Why are we worried when God is with us? Do you see what is wrong with the picture? I mean, if Jesus was not in that boat, oh, then they have every reason to be afraid. But Jesus is in the boat with them. Jesus says in John chapter 16 verse 33, these things I have spoken to you. I wrote this Bible to you. Why? So that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Beloved brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ is with you and He is with me. He is with us in the same boat. He He is with us when we are facing the fierce wind and fierce sea. We're together with Christ. Yes, waves are big. But our Jesus is with us. Do you see him, brothers and sisters? Do you see him? He really, really cares for us. And he truly, truly loves us. Every little thing that happens to us matters to him. When he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side," do you think he did not know that there would be a fierce storm? When he said, he's the one who said, "Let us go over to the other side," he did not know the fierce storm will come their way. He knew. But he is with them. He told us that in this world there will be tribulation. But he also said, "I am with you. I am with you all the way to the other side." Brothers and sisters, he knows what you are going through because he is with you. And remember this question. Who is this? Who is this who are with us? That's the question. Disciples ask that question, but I pray that you already have the answer. That for you, it's not just a question, but you already have the answer. Who is he? The God Almighty. Read the Bible. You will see him commanding Satan. He commands demons. He commands wind and sea, and all obey him. He was tempted by Satan, but he triumphs. He casts out demons. He heals his people with all kinds of diseases and illnesses. He even brings dead to life. Who is he? Who is with us? This same Jesus that you read in the Bible, he is with us. He is with us in the same boat. And he will not leave us. Do you see it? Jesus Christ has already healed us from all the diseases of sin, and he has made us perfect in him. Even our bodies will resurrect to the holy and glorious bodies when he returns. Revelation 21 verse 4, "And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." In chapter 5, verse 1 of Mark, we see Jesus and his disciples safely arrive on the other side of the sea. Of course, you and I will make it. We'll make it. It's guaranteed. You just have to trust him. Beloved brothers and sisters, trust him. He is God. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, when you are downcast, when you are discouraged, when you are afraid, when you are worried, when you are suffering, when you are downright depressed because of the fierce sea of life of this world, let us fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of faith. He has already accomplished all things for us and in our places. He is now seated at the right hand of God, and He has perfectly accomplished our salvation already. Brothers and sisters, see yourselves in Him. Because when you see yourselves in Him, you will see that in Him you have already arrived at the other side of the sea. Do you get it? Not only we don't have to worry, but we have already arrived at the other side in Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, that does not mean that waves are not coming. Yes, it is coming. The fierce storms are on our way. But spiritually, you have already crossed the sea. That means that you're guaranteed. You will make it. Yes, fighting with this world is hard. And oftentimes we lose. But don't worry. God is with us. He is in the same boat. John 14, verse 1, hear what God says to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. He says to you in Revelation 22, verse 20, yes, my brothers and sisters, I am coming quickly. Until that day, yes, we'll face so many waves, so many fierce storms, but let us endure with joy, for we know that He is with us. We know that in Christ we already have arrived on the other side. He's with us and He will guide us to the other side. And like Jesus, by His grace, like Jesus, even as waves break onto boat, and even as the boat is filling up with water, you will be able to sleep. Have peace. Because God is with us. That same God invites you to His table today. And I want you to understand that this banquet today, this banquet is happening on the other side of sea. This is your heavenly reality. He will guide us to the other side. And as you come to His table today, realize that He already has. Yes, He already has. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Father, for You are with us. You are our Emmanuel God. That You will always be with us. And Father, because of Your presence with us, we are not afraid. Let us live our lives with faith, fixing our eyes upon Jesus Christ, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Let us see how we have already arrived at the other side. Even as we face many fierce storms in this life, let us understand and truly believe that You are always with us. And You are. And we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.